Welcome to Under Construction, WISO's new series on growth in the Greater Dayton area. I'm Lewis Wallace. Three national retailers have recently announced they're coming to the Miami Valley: Whole Foods, Costco, and H&M. I talked to Olivia Barrow of the Dayton Business Journal about the new developments.
You broke a story about a Whole Foods coming to Centerville. What's the significance of that?
Whole Foods has not wanted to come to Dayton for a long time. They've had locations in Cincinnati and Columbus, and it's a big deal for Dayton to be getting a national retailer who has previously not seemed to think that the demographics worked for them. And they're a very popular store that have a pretty wide appeal, especially with young professionals and young families.
And why Centerville in particular?
Centerville's pretty central to the areas of town that are growing, and it does have good demographics. I've talked to many business owners who all want to be in Centerville.
And what does that mean for a company like Whole Foods when you say good demographics?
The kind of customer that they're looking for: higher income and more educated, so they're willing to make the choices to spend more on their food.
And then we also have Costco coming to Centerville, which is more about the cost savings. How do you see that development?
Again, it's another one that people are really excited about that has overlooked Dayton for a while. And a lot of people see them in strong competition with Sam's Club, which has a strong presence here. But both stores have their own proprietary brands that get people pretty excited. They're definitely tapping into the economy, driving people to try to find cost savings.
And another issue that's been raised about Whole Foods is the Earth Fair near there. Is Whole Foods likely to draw customers away, or is it bringing something new and distinct?
Earth Fair is not the only one. If you take a 5-mile radius around Whole Foods, you have two Kroger marketplaces, two Dorothy Lane markets, and the Earth Fair. And that even takes you to the Trader Joe's in Kettering. So they are definitely in the territory of all of the leading grocery stores in the area. It probably comes down to the individual demographics of each store and what kind of loyalty programs they do. It'll be hard to tell until they happen.
People in downtown Dayton have been calling for a long time for more grocery store type services. Is there a sense that there was competition between downtown Dayton and Centerville for a resource like Whole Foods in the area?
No, downtown does not have the demographics to draw Whole Foods yet.
So let's turn to one last development that you've covered. H&M is coming to Beaver Creek. Why Beaver Creek?
It's a good question, because everyone thought that they would go to someplace like The Green. And The Green has had a good reputation of drawing in retailers who are totally new to the market. But they've picked Fairfield Commons, and that's going to be a huge boost for that mall.
This idea that outside retailers or big companies might not take Dayton seriously, what do you mean by that?
I think that that's kind of where you've seen they'll put a location in Cincinnati and they'll put a location in Columbus and then they'll call it quits because they consider that they've covered the market. But it's an hour drive in both directions, and that's a big deterrent for anybody to go somewhere. I think historically, Dayton had a stronger economy, so it probably would have been more of a draw. And I think that 30 years ago, your retailers probably were here at just at the same time that they were in Cincinnati and Columbus. But recently, people look at the auto industry and they think, oh, why would you go to Dayton first? I think there's a little bit of a Midwest mindset, too. In the Midwest, we have to let the rest of the country try everything out and work out all the kinks before we let them come here. So that probably is working against us for getting the new trends.
Last in line for Whole Foods.
Exactly.
That was Olivia Barrow of the Dayton Business Journal. Under Construction is WISO's series on growth in the Greater Dayton area. We dig underneath the physical and economic markers of growth to look at the human consequences. For WISO, I'm Lewis Wallace.